All right, folks. I know everybody's out enjoying different parts of spring, but I've got Leaf here, and I know what part of spring he's enjoying. It's the wet side of spring. Leaf, I see lots of guys standing out there in the river.
Mm-hmm.
But I just took a look at your camera. You have been scoring exceptionally well.
Yeah, we did pretty well again today. You know, I've been out with a lot of local guys, like we were talking about, and today with another local fellow, and yeah, we did really well. We got into some very large fish, and even once again, like that picture I showed you of the cutbow, two
yeah.
days in a row, a couple of really big cutbows, and they're beautiful this time of the year.
Well, they are, and I know that's always exciting for you when you get something different, but some of those steelhead, my God, they don't fit in the net.
Yeah, you know, the one I got with Larry Hill, a local guy here lately, man, that was the one I was telling you. We could
yeah.
not hold the thing. I have some basketball player hands, I think, here, even though I couldn't play it, and I couldn't get my hand around the tail or the wrist section of the tail, as
yeah.
they say. It was just so big, and it took him probably 25, 30 minutes to get that fish in. It was a battle, and it was a great-looking fish.
Yeah, there's been a lot. There's been more than one great-looking fish mm-hmm. on your camera and on your website and so on. But like I said, I see a lot of other guys. I'm presuming
yeah.
that people are having good luck.
Yeah, people are doing well. You know, it's kind of weird. I think it was maybe the high water last year. We had that really brown water in the
yeah,
fall.
Right.
And I noticed in the fall it laid down a lot of sediment, up to 6 inches in some of these back eddies. And I think that probably gave the nutrients that this invasive weird string algae thing that maybe came in on some fly fishermen's boots, unfortunately,
huh.
however many years ago, has really taken off this year,
uh-huh.
More than I remember in the past ever.
Uh-huh.
And now that the flows are kicking up with this melt-off of the additional nutrient-rich soil coming out of the lower valley going into the river, it's really it's kicking up the flows and it's knocking that stuff off the rocks. And so now we're getting what we call salmon snot. It's really just the string algae. I know it's a funny term, and people are always like, "What's with the salmon snot? Is it really salmon snot?" But no, it's just it looks like it, and it feels like it when you're trying to pick it off your hook, and it gets really discouraging when you know it's covering up your pretty fly, and it's just gross to pick off there. So,
and so, how is that affecting the fishing?
Well, you know, it's affecting where you want to fish. I'm noticing that I was able to get away from it in the very lowest sections of the river last week and on some days. Today I tried that, and it didn't work as well as I would like. The water, you know, it was definitely a little better, but the middle section, gosh, you know, from Carlton down or even Beaver Creek down, you're probably going to catch a lot of snot. So, you know, it's kind of hit and miss. The fish have started up. I know there's still more out there in the estuary and down below Pateras because they're still catching them well in the charter boats, but, you know, they're spread out, and I think if the water quality was better, you'd be doing better in the middle sections, and I'm still catching them. It's just a lot of cleaning the rig and hoping that it's clean when it goes by the fish. Up here, it's a lot cleaner water above Twisp.
Okay. It does seem like the water, by and large, is cleaner,
uh-huh.
at least so far.
Yeah. You know, the flows are lower. You have one less river above Twisp. The Twisp River hasn't flowed in yet. Even though it's pretty clean, it's an additional flow. So,
yeah.
And, you know, the fish are heading up here. A lot of them are hatchery fish, and so they know where to go. They're heading up there to see the guys at the National Hatchery. So, you know, it's the same general rig. The flows have kicked up a little. So it's somewhere between the golden rule nymphing of 1.5 times water depth and just water depth, because it was slow enough you could just hang it vertically. It's getting a little faster than that down lower, so you may have to adjust the indicator and split the difference.
Okay.
But, you know, chronomids, midges, and even now the golden stones are picking up again. And as these fish soften up, some steelhead egg-sized egg patterns too.
Okay. And speaking of eggs going on, that you mentioned earlier when we were off the air, that may be what the cutbows are kind of hanging around for.
You know, I see them behind the steelhead a lot of the time. I'll see them flash as I'm kind of fishing for the steelhead. I see it out of the corner of my eye. I let my rig head down there, and all the time, that's a lot of the time, if it's not a white fish feeding behind those fish, it's a advantageous cutbow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, get on out there.
Yeah, you know, check us out at flyfishersproshop.com. We'll get you out on the water having fun. Check out our blog. We'll show you what we're doing. You can book a trip with us. Give us a call at 429-7298. And you know what? Everybody have a great spring, because it's looking beautiful. Get out there and fish on.